All right. All right, we're going to call the Transportation Conference Committee to order. Today is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. The time is about 6 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we are in room 1150 of the Minnesota Senate building. A quorum is present. Welcome, members, to day two of the Transportation Conference Committee, Transportation Finance Conference Committee. And today we're actually going to take some motions and start building a conference committee report. I'm really excited about that. As promised, we are going to adopt some of those items that are either identical or close to identical. We've had some conversations previous to coming in. I believe a little summary has either been put on the back table or posted online so members of the public can take a look at what we're going to take a look at. I assume I didn't forewarn council, but I assume council is prepared to help us walk through this proposal and understand it. To members of the public, if you are interested in any of these provisions and have a perspective to share, I will invite public testimony as soon as the walkthrough is concluded. And then to members, we will then open it up for discussion and questions and deliberation among ourselves. And then, depending on how that goes, how all of that goes, our intent is then to take this all as one motion, kind of a slate motion of all of these provisions. Mr. Chair, do you have any opening comments?
Thank you, Chair Dibble, and I want to also welcome you to the conference committee, and I'm also very pleased that we'll be starting to build our bill today with these important provisions that we're going to be discussing today. So thank you, Mr. Chair, and look forward to hearing more about the House and Senate provisions that we're going to be addressing today.
Very good. So with that, Mr. Burris and Mr. Greenfield, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the conference committee and people viewing this hearing. Before you is the provisions for consideration that were identified by House and Senate nonpartisan staff as being either identical or substantially similar enough that these proposals could be addressed, and the sheet reflects the provisions of which those decisions were made and agreed to. So I'm going to start with Mr. Burris describing the first provision on line one on the table. So when I'm referring to line, I'm going to be talking about the table, and then all of these will be found in Part D of the side-by-side. No decisions on any other of the separate documents for the reviser side-by-side documents were made. So we'll be operating off of Part D, so there won't be any need to flip back and forth except across the different pages. So I'll let Mr. Burris go from there, but thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair and members, so the document, as Mr. Greenfield noted, is a provisions for consideration that has a numbered list of provisions. The first one is found on page R4 of the Part D side-by-side, and this is a data practices provision. It allows for indicating race and ethnicity data on as part of the application for a driver's license or identification card. Both House and Senate have the core provision of providing for the data practices in this section, and then there's a subsequent section that has that as part of the application process. The Senate language includes an additional provision that the working proposal here would not take up at this time. So the proposal would be to take the House language, which is House Section 2 on R4, and then House Section 26 on R38. And then there is some difference in effective date that accommodates the two different pieces of the data between House and Senate. So it would be that House effective date. Line 2 is a series of sections that relate to transit safety and enforcement provisions. And some of that language is identical between the House and Senate, and then there are some provisions where there are technical differences and some substantive differences. So it's a sort of a combination of all three. And based on the discussions, the working proposal would be to take a couple of the Senate sections that are substantively identical, and then a couple of the House sections. This resolves a few different technical differences. One thing to perhaps spend a little bit more time going over is found on page R71 of the side-by-side. And this proposal would be to take portions from both the House and the Senate language. So on the Senate side, it's Senate Section 16. On the House side, it's House Section 50. And some of the subdivisions would be taking the Senate language subdivisions 1, 2, and 3. Those differences between House and Senate are technical. So based on discussions and staff recommendation, it would be the Senate language there, as well as another subdivision a little bit later on, Subdivision 8, with a conforming change to accommodate this combination. And then House language would be Subdivision 4 with a modification that addresses part of the, or kind of merges, if you will, part of the language that's in the Senate side. That modification would be on House side, page 112, line 20, after about, insert, and specifying expectations related to. So that would provide some additional direction on the duties of TRIP personnel relevant to the Rider Code of Conduct. And then House language would be taken up in this proposal for subdivisions 5, 6, and 7. The main substantive difference here is the scope of types of violations for which an administrative citation can be issued. So it's a narrower scope in the House language. And then the other thing of note, and the effective date is identical, would be taken as part of this proposal. Other thing of note is there is a section that's intent by intent left out at this point for discussion at a later point. And then moving to line 3, this relates to safe road zones. There are a couple of sections that are largely the same. There's a difference between House and Senate on the scope of entities that can trigger an analysis by MnDOT for potentially establishing a road zone. The proposal would be to take the Senate language but modify the effective dates so that both those sections would be effective July 1, 2023. The next one is line 4 in the document, if you're following along. This is a policy difference between House and Senate. This is found on page R28 if you are taking a look at the language in the side-by-side. And the substantive, there's a portion that's identical between House and Senate, which is broadening the use of disability or availability, eligibility for disability certificates to individuals who are legally blind. The Senate language includes some additional eligibility for pregnant individuals under some circumstances. The working proposal would be to adopt the Senate language. The next one is line 5, and this has to do with policy changes for use of cellular phones and wireless communications devices while driving. The core language is the same between House and Senate. The effective date is different, and the proposal would be to take the Senate's effective date, which is August 1, 2023, with a clarification on applications, kind of standard language in the criminal justice world. The next provision is line 6 in the document. This is a credential increase, a fee increase. This is found on page R36 of the side-by-side. Both House and Senate have the same total increase. There's a technical difference between House and Senate in how that increase is established. On the House side, it's all in the table of ID fee amounts with language eliminated that was had created an additional 75-cent increase for a limited period. On the Senate side, that 75-cent is kept separate. And the recommendation here is to consider the adopting the House language. The next provision is on line 7, page 2 of the provisions document. This is found in the side-by-side on R42. This language is identical between House and Senate and would establish a reintegration license. So this lays out the conditions of the license, application, exemption from fees, procedures around applying for a standard license, expiration provisions. So the working proposal here would be inclusion of this language. The next one is on line 8, and this is R48 of the side-by-side document. This establishes an electric vehicle infrastructure program. Both House and Senate have establishment of the program. The Senate language includes a technical difference as well as a reporting requirement. Working proposal would be to take the Senate language, so including the report. Moving then to number 9 on the list is a assessment provision. This is for MnDOT's State Rail Safety Inspection Program, increasing the complement of the number of inspectors. And this is found on page R50 and extending into the next page, R51. There is a reference to rail carrier difference between House and Senate. The working proposal would be to take the Senate language on that. The next one is number 10 on the list, and this is a broadening to explicitly outline some of the uses of funds permitted under the grade crossing safety account, and this is identical between House and Senate. Next, number 11 is a traffic safety report, an annual report that's required on roads and safety in the transportation system. This is found on R59 of the side-by-side, and the difference between House and Senate is technical here. There's a equivalent effective date. The proposal under this under the discussions would be to take the House language as the default effective date for legislation that's enacted with appropriations is July 1, so it doesn't need to be specifically carried in the language. Moving then to number 12, both House and Senate have identical language revising a study on post-COVID public transportation that would be proposed to be included. And then number 13 on the list provides for a reinstatement of driver's licenses that, where individuals lost eligibility for a variety of violations that are now no longer a cause for loss of the license. So this would allow for reinstatement. That language is identical between House and Senate.
And Ms. Burris, be sure to reference the page number too.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Yes, that's that language is found on page R83. And that is House Section 59, Senate Section 65. So this lays out citations to the various provisions that were modified, and I believe it was a 2021 law change that eliminated loss of licensure for some violations. And then the next one is number 14 on the list. This is found on page R94 in the side-by-side. And this is a legislative report that is required relating to speed safety cameras. The language of the reporting requirements are identical between House and Senate. There's a different effective date, and the working proposal would be to take the Senate's effective date of day following final enactment. And then finally, number 15 on the list is a repealer, as well as a conforming statutory change. This relates to a governor's recommendation to eliminate a fee for notices on establishment of standalone meteorological towers. So the language of the repealer is found on page R95. On the House side, it's section 69, paragraph A. On the Senate side, it's a portion of the section 70 repealer that's found in paragraph A, so it wouldn't be the entirety of that that repeal. And at the end of the conference committee process, presuming some direction to staff, staff can handle assembling the entirety of a repealer based on any repeals that are adopted by the conference committee. And then, I'll pass it back to Mr. Greenfield.
Mr. Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As Mr. Burris noted, we'll be making some technical changes as a result of this repealer. So the Senate Section 56, which is found on R. But 1 minute. There's a Section 56 in Article 8 of the Senate bill, I can tell you at least that much, that is a cross-reference to this $50 fee that the Senate carries that the House does not. So as part of adopting the Senate, the proposed language from the Senate would also include bringing along Article 8, Section 56. It's an R67 for the people following along. And it's 369 or 360. Never mind. And that would be that, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. That concludes the walkthrough. At this point, I will invite public testimony. Just make your way to the table if you would like to testify. I'll count to 10 slowly. All right. That concludes the public testimony portion. And I will invite questions and comment or debate from the committee members. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank for including the Senate language, Senator Coleman's language on the disability parking for pregnant women under certain circumstances. We think that's a good item, and thank you for including that.
Thanks. We'll go to the House on that. We rolled them. All right, anything further, members? All right, Representative Tabke, who worked the hardest on this from the House side, would you like to make the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion to accept the, I don't know exactly what the official motion would be, it's been a while since I've been at a conference committee, but motion to accept the provision for consideration dated 5-4 at 11:56 a.m. To the conference committee report.
How does that do, Mr. Burris? Is that that get the job done for a motion?
Close enough.
Mr. Chair, Representative Tabke, I think we know what the motion contains.
Very good.
The intent.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Motion carries. All right. We no longer have a blank piece of paper in front of us. We have the beginnings of a conference committee report. So with that, Mr. Chair, you want to talk about the coming tomorrow and
sure.
And the weekend and
so,
the coming week?
Yes. Mr. Chair, we will still meet tomorrow at 11 and here in this location. And just a reminder that all of our committees will be in this location. And we're going to continue our process to build the bill with some of the provisions that are similar on both sides. We'll see how far we can get on that. We're going to continue to work through those provisions. I thought that we would be meeting over the weekend, but Senator Jasinski convinced us that, you know, we have some more work to do. And, you know, we at this point will not be meeting on Saturday and Sunday, but expect a lot of intensive work at the beginning of next week, So I wanted to let all of the interested parties know that as well. But tomorrow we will be meeting at 11 and sort of taking up where we left off on the same and similars. And continue to welcome and process letters that we're getting and visits that we're getting. We want to encourage people to continue on that path because it's very helpful to get your thoughts up front, as we continue to work through some of the more contentious issues and issues we know that many of you who have shown up here today in person and are following online are concerned about. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'm...
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Anything further, members? So with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.